Witchcraft and War, The Vampires of Shadow Hills, Book 7. Written by Willow Rose. Narrated by Rebecca Cade for Hot Ghost Productions. 4 months before the Halloween block party. Saturday afternoon. Chapter 1.
Are you sure about this? It's an awful lot of money.
Andre looked at the guy behind the glass window, then down at the piles of money. It was all they had left from selling the house and everything they had, except for the RV that they lived in now. They had used a big chunk to pay off their credit cards and debtors, and this pile of money was all there was left. It was their entire life.
I am sure. All of it on Starfire as the winner.
You do realize that horse has never won anything before, right? The man said.
Andre swallowed. I do.
You still want to make the bet?
I do.
The man sighed deeply.
Listen, buddy, you seem like a nice guy. We get a lot of your type around here. Sold everything and just want to take the chance, hoping to strike it lucky and make a lot of money fast. But when they walk out of here, they're ruined and have nothing to go back to. Their lives are destroyed. I would hate for that to happen to you, too.
Andre cleared his throat, sweat spraying from his upper lip. He nodded and pushed the money further in behind the glass.
I am sure.
Okay, it's your funeral, the guy said, and grabbed the money. He looked at the screen.
And you want to put it all on Starfire, correct?
Correct, Andre said with a small gasp. The man shook his head again, then printed the ticket.
Why her?
He asked, as he handed it to Andre, if you don't mind my asking. Andre smiled.
Let's just say I feel very convinced that today is her big day.
The man scoffed. Well, good luck then. You'll need it.
Thanks.
Andre turned away from the window, the ticket with his bet curled up between his fingers. His hands were clammy. He was sweating nervously. Not so much because he was afraid of losing all his money making a bet like this. No. But he was anxious. Oh boy, was he ever. Andre hid in the crowd and found a good spot to watch the race begin. As the horses were released and sprang for their victory, each trying to fight the odds, even though they never understood why, Andre looked at the faces of the people around him. Their eyes were agitated, and their mouths were gaping open as they yelled at the horses while passing, aggressively urging and cheering them on. He didn't look at the horses as they ran. It wasn't that he was worried or even afraid that Starfire wouldn't win. No, he knew he would. With only a few yards left, Sure Thing, the favorite to win.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?